Okay. Rabbi, today's daf is daf Chof Beis. We're starting on the bottom of Chof Aleph Omid Beis. We left off yesterday, first of the wide lines by Ameimar, but we should go back several lines because it's really in the middle of a shtikl sugya. So we're going to go back to five or six lines before the wide lines. We have Sholech Leira Misharisha Mitusnaya Lirav Papi. As you recall, yesterday we began on the sugya of Shniyos. Shniyos means that the Chachamim added midrabanan additional layers or levels of aroyos to those that say in the Torah. We had back in our first Mishnah 15 aroyos, and with respect to a few of them, we learned in the Braisa yesterday that the Chachamim added another level. But not necessarily to our Mishnah. For instance, the first case is Imoy. Imoy wasn't in our Mishnah, because as the next Mishnah said, it's impossible to have a case of Yibam of an Imoy, because by definition, Imoy would be either the person's mother or the Ashes Oviv, and so therefore she could never fall the Yibam to any of the other brothers, so you couldn't be talking about the Tzoras or Erva being Mutter or Asur, because it's prohibited to go and marry the brother's mother, either because it's your own mother or because it happens to be Ashes Oviv. Either way, it's Asur to Issachar. So back on Daf Yud Gimel, we learned that Sheish Aroyes Chamuris Me'elu Mitnation is suisli achayrim, since they cannot be married to a brother, so they're saying mutaris because it's a Torah shalibamak. Mitzvah, the first case was Imoy in the nation of it, and so on. Anyway, so Imoy, it says in the Torah that a person is not allowed to go and live with his own mother, to go marry his own mother. It's an Issachares. And now Midraban, it says, Aim Imoy, etc. So now our Gemara asks, did they also make shniyos by the following? Sholok leiru misharisha mitusnaya lira papi yelamdein rabbeinu. Please tell me, eishes achi avi ho'av va'achois avi ho'av mahu, what's the din of the eishes achi avi ho'av? That's the wife of the brother of the grandfather. In other words, if we're talking about the wife of a person's uncle, how does a person have an uncle? A person has a father, and the father has a brother. So that's my uncle. What about that uncle's wife? That's the Ashes Achi Ho'av. So a person's not allowed to go and marry his aunt. In fact, we have this in the Pasuk. In Pasuk, in Parshas Achrei Mois, Ervas Achi Avicha Loi Segale, don't reveal the erva of a person's uncle. We don't mean the uncle, that's Mishkav Zohar. El Ishtar Loi Sikra of Deidaschehi, don't get close to the wife of your uncle. So you have father has a brother, an uncle, he has a wife, that wife is also to you because of Ashes Achioav. Now let's go and add one additional level of, or let's go up one mala in years, or in generations, I should say. So then you would have the Ervas Achi Avi Avicha, which would be the great uncle, and the wife of that great uncle would be the great aunt. Did the Chachamim add that as a shniya? That's a very simple, straightforward question. Ramdein Rabbeinu, Eishes Achi Avi Ho'av. And similarly, Achois Avi Ho'av. What about the sister of Avi Ho'av? In other words, the sister of one's father, that's also an aunt. Of course, in fact, that's even a closer aunt, because that's not a tzigi kimina through marriage, that's a blood relationship. So achoysa av is osir. What about the achoysa diya av? The great aunt, the one, the sister of a person's grandfather. Mahu, what's the din? Midlamate erva, since these two, in other words, on the first generation, an aunt is osir, both the wife of one's uncle as well as the sister of one's father. Those are milmata, that's an erev, it says in the Torah. Lamala nami gozer beisa, did they add shniyos and add one more generation and say the same thing applies to a great aunt? Or maybe the chum felt that that's already a remote generation. We don't have to worry about that. That's already too remote, and they didn't add that to the shniyos list. So let's try to bring a raya from yesterday. Mahin shniyos. Back yesterday we had a list of eight. You remember we had Tana Rabbanan. Here there is Tana Rabbanan, not Nidorim, but here's Tana Rabbanan. Back on Chof Aleph Amid Aleph, about just past halfway down the wide lines, the middle of the line, Tana Rabbanan, Mahim Shniyos. So we had Eimi Moi, the Eim Ovi, that's two. Eishas Avi Ovi, the Eishas Avi Imoi, that's four. Eishas Achi Avi Avmena Eim, the Eishas Achi Ho Eimena Avis, six. The Kalis Benoi, the Kalis Pita is eight altogether. So we only had eight. So it didn't list these two. So it sounds like this is an exclusive list and these two are left out. So Lechoira can be poishet that the Chum were not Goizer Shniyos. So to an Ishkarai, to an Abishayah, it's not the first time that we've had lists in Mishnayos or in Braisois, and they haven't been exclusive. Meitana leaves out a couple. Freitimor, Maishayah, the Haishayah, okay. If he only left out these two, that would be suspect. If you can find others, okay. So to an Ishkarai, Shniyos, the Beir of Chia. We're going to have shortly in Mitzvah, the Gemara is going to recite it another two lines, and we're going to have the list in Mitzvah and the Omer Aleph of another six that were added by Dvei Rav Chiya. And those are not listed. So you see that you can have additional ones which are not listed in the Braisa. The Braisa is not an exclusive, exhaustive list. There can be more. Good. We're going to talk about the Shniyos Dvei Rav Chiya. So bottom line is, what the Gemara says, I have no raya from the omission in the Braisa and the Omer Aleph that these were not added as Shniyos. And in fact, Amemer Achsher Be'eshes Achi Avi Oviv, Uba'achois Avi Oviv. Reb Chiya held that they were not included among the Shniyos, and therefore the fact that the Braisa doesn't mention on the Omer Aleph, it's not a conclusive raya, but at least it's supportive of Amemer that in fact these two are not Shniyos. However, Omer Rav Hillel Rav Ashi, Ledidi Chazili Shniyos Mar Berei Deravna. I found a loose piece of paper, if you will, in which there was listed by Mar Berei Deravna a whole bunch of Shniyos. How many? I counted them up. Uksivan Shitzeri Lisura. 16 altogether. Okay, how did he get to 16? My love, Tamdi de Masnisa, that's the eight of yesterday's Braisa and the Omer Aleph, which we just counted together. Vishis de Bei Reb Chiya, another six of Reb Chiya that we're going to have shortly on the Omer Aleph, and that adds up to 14. But it says that there's 16. So L'chor v'anach ta'arti, so probably the additional two are the two that we were just talking about. The Eishis Achi Avi Oviv and the Achois Avi Oviv. And this adds up nicely, and that's 16. So L'chor have a raya from this list that was compiled by Mar Berei Ravna. Unfortunately, he didn't have a Xerox machine. I know I'm dating myself. What's a Xerox machine? But he didn't have a copier to be able to go and copy that list. So he's trying to remember it from memory. I remember there were 16. I don't remember exactly. So the 8 plus the 6, probably these two as well. So it doesn't sound like a maimon that you're right. It sounds like these two, in fact, are Shniyos. According to you, Shivsri Havyan, there really should be 17. One of the shaylas that we had yesterday was that back on the Omer Aleph, we had the Eishes Achi Ho'av Min Ho'aim. We had the Eishes Achi Ho'aim Min Ho'av. And then we asked, what about the Eishes Achi Ho'aim Min Ho'aim? Where there was no Av relationship in the mix. So we asked, and the Gemara concluded that that's also awesome Mishum Shniyos. Ah, so that's number 17. And you're telling me that Mar Berei Deravna's list was only 16. So you see that the list is a little bit shaky, so you cannot rely on it. So you Mohammed Kash, this is Kash. Hanuk Tarta, the two that we are asking about, that we started off in today's Shir, about the Achi Avi Ho'av and the Achois Avi Ho'av, they're really in the same category, more or less, because both of them were talking about an aunt, a great aunt. Here's a great aunt by marriage, and here's a great aunt by blood. So the Chori did the same, like the top Rashi says, Hanachtarti, Eishes Achi Avi Ho'av, Va'achois Avi Ho'av, Shehin Tzad Achva De'av, both of them are the sibling, not the sibling, but they're both the sister or the sister-in-law of the Av. And the one right below it, that means the real aunt, that's an Erev in the Torah. We're asking about the great aunt. So they're both basically in the same category of being a great aunt. So therefore, it's very possible that on that list of Mar Berei Deravna, you would find that those two were included as one. And therefore, Shitzri, for Shitzri, now you have now 16 altogether. So, bottom line, L'chayra, I have a raya against a Meimer, because a Meimer said that these two are mutter, they're not Shniyos. And now, based on the adding and subtracting, we got the 16 altogether. They are shniyos. Zok to Yomara, v'homi kol mokoyim, l'didi, chazin li, start again. Hanatai dam yadodim, kechore choshuvu. V'hashitri, it is 16. V'haytimor v'homi kol mokoyim, l'didi, chazin lon, t'ksivan li isura. And I see from this that they are all written for Isser. I saw the list, and I saw the 16, and we added it all up. So our name is the Chayru wrong. Amalisa responded to him. This was addressed to Amalei Rav Hillel Rav Ashi. He asked Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi asked him rhetorically, Ulatamach, let me ask you a question. You have a Ksiv Lehetetim, you have a Samchas Alayim. If instead of having a list which said that they're all the Isser, if it would say after the list of the 16 that they're all heter, would you go and rely on it and say, oh, I have a list of Mar Berei D'Ravna, and he says that all of these are heter, would you rely on it? To Mar Berei D'Ravna, Nichosim Alayim, did he go and sign the bottom of the list? Meaning, fine, it could be that he assembled the list, or it could be one of the Talmidim heard a shir from Mar Berei D'Ravna, and they assembled this list. Doesn't necessarily mean that this is the authoritative Halacha L'Maisa. It could be that he was put down 16, some of them may be Yot, some of them may be Nish. There was a discussion in Bismedish. It's not crystal clear from this list that it becomes now authoritative and authentic just because it has a name and it has a 16. If he didn't sign it, doesn't mean that that's bottom line halacha l'maisa. So hashanami, so even the chesed l'isur, even though it says on this piece of paper, not l'heter, but l'isur, lad mar b'rei d'ram l'chosim alayim, I didn't see any signature, you didn't see any signature, so you can't rely just on a piece of paper. These are notes that he wrote, Talmidim wrote. Yeah, you can't go and say that that's now binding on all of us. So bottom line is, that's not a convincing, conclusive raya against Amen. Now, since we mentioned this Tani Verbchia, we want to know what are the six that he added to yesterday's eight. Tani Verbchia Shlishi, Sheva Benoi v'Sheva Bitoi, v'Sheva Ben Ishtoi v'Sheva Bas Ishtoi, that's a Shnia. Ravi Sheva Choma v'Sheva Hamoisai is also a Shnia. So you see they have six altogether. You have the Shlishi Benoi v'Bito, we'll explain what that means momentarily. You have the Benoi v'Bito is two, Sheva Ben Ishtoi v'Bas Ishtoi is four, and now Shebachamoisa is six, so those are the six. Now one means Shlishi Shebenoi v'Shebebitoi. So all familiar with the Pasuk, we already brought it at the very beginning of our Masechta, when we learned Daf Beis. It says in the Pasuk, Ervas Bas Bincha Oivas Bidcha Loisigale Ervas Son. So we're talking about the daughter of one's son and the daughter of one's daughter. Loisigale Ervas Son. A grandfather is not allowed to go and marry or live with his enikel, with his the daughter of his son or the daughter of his daughter. And that's the erva itself. Now, in terms of the doirois, the bas bincha, that's already a second generation removed from the person to whom we're talking to. We're talking to Ayid, and we're telling him, don't live or marry your granddaughter. So that's two generations, bas pincha, bas pincha. What would happen now if we added one more? A bas bas pincha, a bas bas bitcha. That doesn't say in the Torah. That already would be the third generation. And that's why the Gemara refers to it as shlishi shebenoi b'shebebita. If you look at the Rashi, the second line, shlishi shebenoi, bas ben benoi, the bas benoi is erva. We have bas benoi already in the Torah, so now we're adding the bas of that one. V'shebebitoi, bas ben bitoi. Sheri bas bitoi is erva. Hilkach, bas ben bitoi is a shnia. So therefore, that's why the Gemara refers to the shlishi. We're adding one more generation to the Torah. Torah refers to the bas ben. That's a second generation. This is already a third generation.
The Vanek shlishi is called a shnia.
The next one is going to be a revi. It's called a shnia. V'shebeben ishtoi, v'shebebas ishtoi is really the same thing, because the pasuk afterwards talks about Ervas Eisha Sabiha, let's see. Ervas, no, Ervas Sabiha, Ervas Imcha, Vas Eisha, Achis, Achis, Achi, Ervas Kaloska. Ervas Isha Uvita Le Sigale, Isha is the wife, the Bita is the daughter, Es Bas Benovi, Es Bas Bita, again that's the second generation of his wife, he marries his wife, and the wife either brings along a granddaughter, or it happens to be the common granddaughter to him, then of course it would be repetitive. Not our sugya today. It's bas benovi, bas bito, lisika legalis of rasa. So if I add now one more generation and talk about the bas benovi or the bas bito, that would be what our Gemara is referring to. That the shlishi benovi shebebita, shebeben ishtoi, shebas ishtoi, those are shnias. right? Third generation, it's called the Shnia. The Ravi Shebechama, the Shebechamoisai, is all third Shnia. Now, what's a Ravi Shebechama, Shebechamoisai? So, if you look at the Rashi, the first of the narrow lines, Ravi Shebechama, Doi Ravi Shebechama. Jeff, I see you've joined us. We are now on the first of the narrow lines on Chav Beis Amid Aleph. Chav Beis Amid Aleph, fourth line of the Rashi. Ravi Shebechamav, Doi Ravi Shebechamav, Hainu, Aim Chamav, Vu Doi Ravi Li Ishtoi Bechlal. Aha. This is Doi Ravi, the fourth generation. How do you have the fourth generation? Says Rashi, this is the Aim Chamav. The Chamav, or the Chamoisai, that's already considered to be the second generation. If you look at the Rashi Shebechamoisai, Aim Chamoisai. Those are considered to be the second generation. Why the same generation? Because his wife is generation number one. His chamoisa, his mother-in-law, is generation number two. Now we're talking about the aim chom of the aim chamoisa are in the Torah. That's generation number three. And now we're doing aim chom of. That's generation number four. So starting off with ishtoi is one, chom of chamoisa is two, aim chamoisa in the Torah is three, and now the chacham added as a shnia the aim chamav and the aim chamoisa. Now, where does it say aim chamav and aim chamoisa? The Torah says the Rashi, next Rashi tells us, doesn't say it befeidish, but that's really the, depending on you how you look, that's the reverse of the isha ubas beno and the isha ubas bito. Next Rashi, shnia, aim chamav and aim chamoisa erva, shein bechlal, isha ubas beno, isha ubas bito. Hilkach, therefore the aim imoid, in other words, the additional aim, that is a shnir. How does that work? The bas beno, bas bito, I assume that all of you think and understand it, but just on a very, very simplistic level. Normally we think of a person marrying a wife, and then we say, make sure don't go and touch the granddaughter. So that's the what it says in bas beno, bas bito. But what happens instead of marrying the wife, and then don't touch the granddaughter, the person marries the granddaughter. And now he's not allowed to go marry that granddaughter's mother. Why not? Because that's his chamoisa. And he's not allowed to marry the grandmother of that daughter, because that's the isha ubas benot. He didn't marry the isha and be also to the bas benot. He married the bas benot, he's also to the isha. It's the same thing, it's just in reverse. Ah, so therefore, the isha and the bas benot, the isha compared to the bas benot, being the grandmother, is the aim chamoisa, or the aim chamav. That being the case, says now the Gemara, we now want to know whether if we add one more generation, an aim chamav, aim chamoisai, zokta tana rebchia, yes, that is also a shnia. That's the fourth generation, starting with the ishtoi, going upwards to chamav, or aim chamav, I'm sorry, chamoisai, aim chamoisai, and then finally the aim chamoisai is number four.
The great-grandmother.
This would be the great-grandmother, correct. Therefore, Ravi Shebechamoisai is a Shnia. Now, it's interesting, because really what we've done is we've gone two generations down and two generations up, but in the first case we talk about it as a Shlishi, and the second case we talk about it as a Ravi. Amalei Rabbeinu Ravashi, Maishna Lamala de Kachoshav Lo Liishtoi, Maishna Lamata de Kachoshav Lo Liishtoi. In other words, in the calculation of three and four, we're really starting off at a different ground level. Meaning, when you're talking about Bimnoi Ubabitoi, how did you get to generation number three? Because we said in the Pasik says, Erbes Bas Pincho Ivas Bitcha, that's already second generation, the Bas, and then the Bas Aben, or the Bas and the Bas Abas. So that's already second generation. We're adding one more, that Shlishi. Here's another way of calculating. Don't start at the Bas Pincha, start at the wife level. First you have the wife, that's number one. The Bitoi is number two. Then the Bas Bitoi is number three. That's the Bas Bitcha. And now we're adding one more. That would be number four. But the Gemara doesn't do that. The Gemara just starts off with the Bas Bincha, that the Ben or the Bas is generation one. Then the Bas Ben or Bas Bas is generation two. And now we have Shlishi, which is the Bas Bas Ben. So why didn't we start at Isha? See, but in the second case, by Chamoisa, we did start with Isha. How did you get the Risha B'chamo? We started with Ishtoi. Then we went to Chamoisoi. And then we went to Eim Chamoisoi. That's three. And now, Midrabanan, Mishnia, we added number four. So, there seems to be a little bit of a disconnect in terms of how we started off. Very simple. the Gemara, Malvi Surah Mikoyach Ishtoi Kaasi, Choshev La. Lamata the Surah Lamikoyach Ishtoi Kaasi, Loika Choshev La. The Gemara says it's very, very simple. In the case of the Chamoisai, how did the person get involved with this mother-in-law in the first place? Because he married his wife. Had he not married his wife, he wouldn't have a chamois. He wouldn't have an aim chamois. He wouldn't have an aim chamois. So she's the one that started this whole rolling effect, this domino effect of chamoises and aim chamoises, etc. So we started with her. So she's number one, and then the chamois is number two, and the aim chamois is number three, and now we add in number four. However, the garbe, the ervas bas bidcha, even if he wasn't married, if Chas V'Shalom he was ma'anis a lady, or he lived with a lady consensually, but it wasn't with ishus, the reason why he's not allowed to marry these kids is not because it happens to be daughter of his wife, or daughter of his shikta, or, I don't mean shikta, but you understand what I mean, the person that he lived with, it's because of Erev's bas bimcha, because it happens to be his zera, it's his progeny. So that being the case, we start at the bas level is number one, then the bas bimcha, or the bas bimcha is number two, and now we're adding on one more, the bas bimcha, that we know the three.
The great grandchild.
Oh, I'm sure that child, that grandchild must be really great.
Yes.
Anyway, so getting back to Mark. So Nochamul.
You have to figure out how long these people lived and how.
There's no question that it may be an improbability in terms of statistics, but yeah. In case it were to happen, yeah.
Yeah, I'm hearing it.
Especially in the Sephardic community, sometimes you have the girls get married at the age of 15 or 16. And therefore, if they have a child, they can have a child when they're 17 years old, and then their daughter gets married at 15 or 16, so by the time they're 35, they're already grandmothers, you know, so things like that can happen. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, so Maishna Lamal, Maishna Lamal, the Choshevel Ishtai, Lamal, the Yisrael Mikoyach Ishtai Kaasi Choshevel. So we included her as part of the pattern, and we added up to four. Lamal, that works very well for the first two. The first two were Sheba Nav, Sheba Bita. But now we're talking Sheba then Ishtoi, Sheba Bas Ishtoi. There we talk about the Ishtoi. And she only becomes a Basu Isha, or the Bas Basu Isha, or the Bas Bena Isha, if he marries the Isha. Otherwise, it's not negative. It's not negative to me that in Australia there's a woman that has good grandchildren. I mean, what does it have to do with me? So talk to Yomara. There we only go through three. Why don't we say over there four? So he says, "Well, you're right. I didn't finish. In other words, stylistically, since the first two, Shebenagi Shebebitoi, we say Shlishi because it doesn't start from the Isha, it starts with him. So Sheben Ishtoi, but Tabas Ishtoi, which are kind of parallels, we stay with the same formula and we say three instead of saying four, but yes, you could theoretically say four as well. Omer Rabashi Rav Kahan, Shlishi made of Chia, Yeshla and Hefzik, Engle had and Hefzik. Now that we said, for instance, the case of the Shlishi Shev Benoi, so how did Rashi give us an example? Bas Ben Benoi. Question is, what about the bas ben benoi? Would you keep on going on infinitely, infinitively? Just keep on going on another generation, yesh ben hafsik, ayin hafsik. So Hashemah, the Yomar Av, damal nosh, yesh ben hafsik. The Sulai. So back on the Yomar Aleph yesterday, we had, after the Brisa, which listed the eight, said Rav, four women, yesh ben hafsik, which means it stops and it doesn't go on more and more and more, it stops at that level. Is the chmashma that only those four women yesh lam hefzik, and therefore in the cases that we just had of Tetzin Reb Chia, it sounds like it keeps on going on forever up to the Shemayim and down to the earth. So the one ishkarai, don't kikam rav lihi masisa. After all, that Omer Rav was shortly after we finished the Brice on the Omer Aleph. So of all the Brice on the Omer Aleph, when they had the eight, and then there was a whole discussion, and then the woman said, I happen to be mutter to you, my daughter is also to you. As you recall yesterday, and remember, Barry was asking about that, and they wouldn't address it at the end of this year. Anyway, bottom line is, after that said Omer Rav, four of them, Yeshlam Hatsim, but he's referring to that Braisa, no Raya vis-a-vis today's new list of six of Tanrei Bechir. As Toshima, let's bring a Raya from the Loshana Braisa. It says, Shlishi is a Shnir. Revisha Bechomov is a Shnir. So tomorrow, Toshima, Shlishi Revi, Shlishi Revi in. Tveva, it sounds like a Shlishi Revi. And therefore, Yeshlem Hefzik, it stops. It just means to say, starting from the third generation and above, in other words, going from three to four to five to six, not really above and down, because they were talking about Nagmitoy. And by the Ravi, it will continue on Ravi, Hamishi, Shishi, above, etc. And Nishkarai from the Lashon of Ice. Omri Rabbi Ramach, Chazim Mar, Haimer Abanu, the Osman Marova, the Omar. Bolbe Marova, Gozrishni is Begeirim, Oloi Gozrishni is Begeirim. Oh, and I ishtikal Sugya. Until now we spoke about normal people that are born Jewish. What about if you have a person who was born a Gentile and he or she then became ger, Baruch Hashem, v'hafta misa ger. Now, what happens if that ger, for instance, was married to his grandmother? Sounds implausible, but it certainly is possible. If he was married to his grandmother, would we tell him, sorry fellow, you can no longer live with your grandmother because that's a shneiros. So now, what's the modest shaila? I mean, after all, a ger, once he becomes a ger, he's subject to all the tariq mitzvahs and all the mitzvahs to rabbanan. You know, there are no exceptions to the rule. So, bazoi, what's the modest?
They have no relatives; they're not considered relatives.
Oh, beautiful.
Shem agarik and
continue.
Exactly. For those of you that want to say the exact words, go down about 10 lines, you see the Mishnah, right before the Mishnah. Ger shen iskayer, kikot and shenar v'dami. So therefore, basically, he's biologically, he has no relations whatsoever. He's not related to his parents, not to his sisters, not to his brothers. Zero, zero, zero. There is a din, however, that he is mechuyev. So, okay, let's go back for one second. Since it's kikotin shenoy ledami, the whole parashiyos of parashas Achrimois and Kedoshim do not apply to him biologically min ha'Torah. Of course, any new relationship that he has as a result of a marriage, like his sister-in-law or whatever, it's going to be difficult to have a sister-in-law because he doesn't have a brother. Okay, but the point is that all of the aroyas basically do not apply to him. He would theoretically be able to go marry his own mother, his own sister, because I'm not related to my mother, my sister. I wouldn't get cut, you know, as if I was just born now. Who were you born to? I was born to the other sektoishim, but I wasn't. My biological parents are not my parents. Zero. Kunish. So that being the case, Zokti Yumara, what's the reason why we don't allow a ger to engage in the forbidden incestuous relationships in Achrimois and Kedoshim? It's only because, as the Yumara is going to call it in another couple of lines, that Goyim should not then mock the Torah and say, Shloyoimru Boim Mikedusha Chamura Mikedusha Kala. Meaning that when this goy was a goy, when this ger was previously a goy, he was not allowed to go marry his mother. Now he converts to Judaism. Judaism is such a liberal, left-wing type of a religion. They allow you to go marry sisters and mothers and bad. Hey, you see what a terrible religion it is. So therefore, we reinstate, so to speak, all the aroyas, even though the ikra din they don't apply. Okay, that's fine. But now what about the shniyos? Presumably the shniyos do not apply to the goyim. We assume that the goyim did not have tanuver b'chiyah or yesterday's b'risa. So therefore, they are allowed to go marry the grandmothers. If that's the case, can then a ger marry his grandmother? They won't say shloyoyim ruboy mikdusha chamur l'kiv shikav, because in their so-called religion, they don't have this prohibition. So it's not prohibited by us either, if you hold that there's no din of shniyos began. So that's his shayla. Boy marav, go to shniyos began, oy lai. The actual erev itself, in other words, like, let's say the imoy, if it wasn't for the svar shloyim, that people shouldn't denigrate the Jewish religion. If it wasn't for the fact that people are going to sneer and mock, and they're going to go and say, boy, mikdusha chamur mikdusha kala, because rabbanon, there would not be any reason to prohibit a ger from marrying his own biological mother. Obviously, if she's still a goita, he's not allowed to go and marry a goita. But what happens if she's also migayeres? Okay, so you have a brand new born Jew, and you have a brand new born Jewess. They have no blood relationship halachically, even though biologically they are mother and son. So if it wasn't for this, boy, kedusha chamura, the chamur not goyzer. So shniyos viboya. Would you say that they would add on shniyos? Unlikely. So the one wants to be poshut that in fact there is no din of shniyos by getting.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
It's still you're making it more cooler for them, even though it's they're not.
They're making more cooler them vis-a-vis other Jews.
Right.
They're not making it vis-a-vis the goy.
Why are we saying that? We say that the non-Jews are mitzvah begilui arayos. So
and which gilui arayos?
Shniyos. Shneel.
No, I'm saying, that's the question. So all the ones in the Torah are binding on Goyim.
Yes.
Therefore, they have Ishus. We're saying therefore they're, since the concept of Ishus is in many
that's
of these.
That's already a big touchy issue.
Well, that's why I'm asking. It's not missing because it's suddenly
you're now getting off the subject of the Gemara.
Okay. So
all we have to know is that Goyim do have the Aroi set forth in the Torah, but they do not have Shneels. So therefore, Ager joins us since there is no Svara of Boim Kimshachmur and Kimshachalav by Shneels. Says this Mani Amar. That's why they did not have the din of Shneels. They only have the dinim in the Torah, which don't really apply in the Ikra then. The only reason why we added them is because so Omer Nachman Gerim Hoyul Asli Yad, and since we're talking about Gerim, so let's talk about another couple halachas applied to Gerim. Nebu Milza, what else should we say? The Achim and Aim Lo Yoidu, the Meidu Edusen Edus, Achim and Av Meidin Lechachil. He's telling us now that if you have two brothers, both of them are Gerim, and they both had the same mother, either they should not go and say Eidus. Why shouldn't they go and say Eidus? Explains Rashi, because unlike the Jewish religion, where when we want to determine many different halachas, such as the Gabi Eidus, when would they be considered Achim if they happen to have the same father? I'm not saying this. I know you're going to tell me there's more in Sanhedrin and Sechel Malkus that can be brothers-in-law.
Many's case with the Asana, indeed.
But which is considered to be the greater family connection, the Achim and Av or the Achim and Aim, especially for Maseches Yevamos, it's all Achim and Av. The Gavi Hilchos even with Chalitza, we learn from Achim and Yaakov, as we had in the Gemara already before. But anyway, so Achim and Aim is a shtikl shvachra connection. However, says our Gemara, the Gabi Goyim, it's a stronger connection when it's Mina Aim. What's the reason why? It's because by the mother, that's Vadai mother. By the father, it's a self. Getting back to Rashi, see Rashi in the middle of the Amid. Lo yu'idu lichat chila, the kurvis ein begeirim kurvihi. That's a stronger relationship. Dovad imahi. There's no question about it that these two boys came out from the same mommy. Whether they had the same father, we can speculate. We can have conjecture. However, and we know it's certainly the same mother. Therefore, lichat chila, we say, lo yu'idu. The me'idu eidus and eidus. However, if they were made, then the Eidus is kosher b'di'evit, because once again, like we said, ki katan shenoy l'dami, they're not really brothers any longer. Achim na'av, since the whole relationship, even when they were goyim, was speculative, who knows if the same father or not, if on the even l'chadchila, they're allowed to be made for the, even with not only b'di'evit, even l'chadchila.
What's this last thing, expand that again? Achim na'av, what's the case here? Two non-Jews.
Yes.
Brothers, yes. Paternal brothers,
right.
Convert.
Correct.
And their Eidus is Lechatchila.
They have rather going to be made in Bezdin. That they saw Reuven go and borrow money from Shimon.
Why?
That Shimon borrowed money for Reuven.
Why is it any better if
they're Achim and Av?
Why is that better than Achim and Aim?
Okay.
The whole disparagement about the promiscuity of Goyim is that
they
don't know. We speculate on
exactly,
the paternity.
Exactly.
So why are we saying Achim and Av?
How do you know that they're Achim and Av?
You don't. Exactly.
That's why we look at them.
I see. Thank you.
Yeah. And we know they were both in the hospital
one year after the other.
Thank you.
What was Mendy's case of brother-in-law's?
Yeah, they were Mokshem Yidin, they were going, etc. Right? Then you'll share the case afterwards. Good. Anyway, so then can be made lechachila, no problem. Ameimer Omer, afilu achim and aim, nam meidin lechachila. They can also be made lechachila. Why? Because they're conchinoi them. Well, maishlamai rice, why is it different than a rice? So now lechoyra, the Gemara could have given an easy answer, that by a rice, also ki conchinoi the dummy. The only reason why by royis were machmer is lo yoimru bona mikdusha chamura lekdusha kala, which doesn't apply lechayda to eidus. Anyway, so that's not my kasha. That's already the second choices from the top. Taimed the liyahu come at the time of the gerim shlo yoimru bona mikdusha chamura lechamash v'taimed mishum for some other reason, as the Gemara is going to say. So choices says we need both reasons. Anyway, I am shocked. But getting back to our Gemara, so why is eidus different than royis? And royis we say they are osur royis, and by eidus we allow them to be made lechachila. So the Gemara says, Erev l'chol mesura. Erev l'chol mesura means that if we allow a ger, and gerim by and large are very, very erlicha people, because that's why the person became a ger in the first place. So you're going to see that he's shuckling and he's davening and so sincere and he's erlich and he's
driving a top.
Exactly. Exactly. Very great. Great tzaddikim, great kedoshim, gerim. And guess what happens? And they now go and marry an erva of theirs. They marry chweisen achoise, chweisishta, whatever, all of those wonderful things. If Yankel Smith, the ger, can do it, and he is so frum, he's the frumest guy in town. If he can do it, then I can do it too. Yet we don't realize, he doesn't know the dinner, but the ger, this guy, can shalom with them. So therefore we have to be machmir by arroyos and not allow them to go and marry their biological relations, even relatives, even though min adin, they are not related. On the other hand, edus lebezin mesura, and therefore bezin will know, even though I'm allowing these two brothers to be meyed, achim and aim or achim and av, says the Gemara, I'm not worried that if I'm going to have two brothers, both from Jewish parents, then I have nothing to worry about that I'm going to make a mistake. But say, well, yesterday the two geirim and the two ezrachim, they went and they were made together. So tomorrow we'll be able to allow two achim min av or min aim from Jewish.
It's like Karnes Wiesenheim.
Exactly. Yeah. So we don't have to worry. So look at Rashi right before the Mishnah, the Bezin Surah, the Inami Machsheris Edis Achim Gerim, Layasi Lachshuri Achim Yisrael. The Bezin Yadi, the Gershon Kayak, the Bezin learned the Daf. They know Gershon Kayak comes to them. So you don't have to worry about that. But Agabi Erva, obviously, even well minded people, well intentioned people can make mistakes, and therefore that's why we have to be Machim by Erva. And we have the second reason, like Toysa says, and Toysa says you need both reasons. Both in the reason of the Kedusha Chmur and Kedusha Kala, and also because Evel Chom Basura, Ayin Shom. On to the next Mishnah. Zuk to Mishnah Baita. Mishiesh Le'ach Mikol Mokin. If a person has the slimmest, the most minimal ach, the word Mikol Mokin means he's not a full fledged ach in the traditional sense, he's a Shvacher ach.
Now, what's a Shvacher ach?
A Shvacher ach. How can you have a weaker ach? The Gemara is going to tell us immediately, we're talking about that the brother, unfortunately, is a Mamzer. Even though that brother was a mamzer, I wouldn't talk to him, I wouldn't look at him, I wouldn't have anything to do with him. Mamzer. Nevertheless, if that's the surviving brother, there is a zika between the mamzer and between the Yavam and Nebuch. Now when it says Yivam, it means lav dafke. It doesn't mean the Yivam, it really means lachalitza. Because we're not going to allow him to go in the Yavam, because after all,
it's a Kedusha.
And that's the earlier mission that we had, that Issa Kedusha and Issa Mitzvah are both chaletis v'loy misyavem. It just means, Yivam means he's in the parasha. He's machayev her to do something, Yivam or chalitza. Lamaisi, she can only do chalitza because he can't do Yivam. The Ochul hold up, and he's considered to be a full fledged brother for all other purposes. What does that mean? The Gemara will tell us on the Amud Beis. However, there are exceptions to the rule. Chutz v'mishi yesh li'ach min hashifcha u'min avedes kechavim. What happens if they had a father, and that father had a normal wife, Baruch Hashem, and that produced a wonderful son, but at the same time, the father also married a shifcha or an avedes kechavim. Now, marrying an avedes kechavim, of course, is not the right thing to do. As far as the shifcha, however, lav dafka that we're talking about the isur, this could have also been the het, meaning that this person was sold as an eved ivri. Since he was already married, then Rabbi Moiser le shifcha knanis. There's nothing wrong with that halachically. May not be the most appealing thing to people, but yes, the rabbi can go and give him a shifcha knanis, and if he has children from that shifcha, ho isha vila deha tia la doineha. And therefore, although that child himself, if it's a boy, is going to have the mitzvahs ki'isha, and therefore he is a tzashtikl Jew, 50% Jew, if you will, but nevertheless, he's not considered to be an ach for yibum purposes. And the reason why is because since Tia Ladeinah, the Torah is specifically saying, don't put him in the brother or the father's family, put him in the wife, in the Shivcha's family. So, for purposes of Yibam, he doesn't count, he's not on the radar screen. So if you have a brother who's an Ach Mina Shivcha, or Mina Vezichom, that the father unfortunately lived with a Goita and produced a child, that is not considered to be an Ach for purposes of Yibam. Mishi Yeshli Ben Mikol Mokoyim. Now we're talking about someone who passed away, and we want to know whether his wife falls the yibum or not. What happens if he has a mamzer from a previous relationship? He went and married an iser kores, and unfortunately had a child, and that child is a mamzer. So what's the din now? The father, the husband passes away, and now he leaves his wife. That wife, unfortunately, had no children from this husband. In fact, none of the wives had children with his husband, but he did have a son from an illegal marriage, and he married in the Sakaris, or with an Eishes Ish, or whatever. And now he has that mamzer. Pointer, it's, you cannot say about him, Bezerah ain lo, because he has Zerah, he has a child. So therefore, Pointer from the din of him. Eishes Ovim min Ayibim, Bechai, I'm sorry, Pointer, Eishes Ovim min Ayibim, that the existence of that mamzer patters any of the wives of that person in Ayibam, and therefore none of the brothers have to be Miyam, the wife, because that father left over Zerah. What happens, this mamzer, who now faces his father, knowing that this is biological father, what happens if he gets angry at his father? And remember, he's a mamzer, so mamzerim do things that mamzerim do, and he gives a makkah to his father. Or kilosi, he goes and chas v'shalom, he curses his father, then he's chayv, just like any other Jewish child is not allowed to go and hit makkah of the imay moisimas, the kal of the imay moisimas. He's considered to be ubnoi lecholdav, he's considered to be a son for all purposes. That's what we're going to talk about anymore. What does the cholder come to include? Chutz, but once again it comes to exclude minishiyesh leben min hashifcha min ho'ezcham. If a person has a son who happens to be the progeny of a shifcha ho'ezcham, they do not have the din of a real son for purposes of makis and kloleis and the cholgover. It does not apply.
And yibum.
Well, yibum, that's the first halacha. I mean, for yibum, in other words, that's not considered to be zar. Yeah, very good. Okay, so we start off again in the Mishnah. Mishi ach, mikol mokim, fegim, mikol mokim, suyim. What means a mikol mokim ach? Rav Yudala suyim, mamzer. Person who has a brother who is a mamzer. In other words, the father had a legal marriage with someone, and that marriage unfortunately ended when he passed away without any children. Please put yourselves on mute, because we hear some background noise, kindly. So that's, if you have a legal marriage and there's a Baruch Hashem, a wonderful son, and that son, I'm sorry, once again, you have a legal marriage, and then that husband also had an illegal marriage. What was an illegal marriage? And he lived with an Eishes Ish, or he married an aunt, or one of the things which are prohibited in the Torah, and therefore, since it's an Issachares, he has now a child from that marriage, and that child is a mamzer. So now, when the father passes, no, that's not the case that we're talking about. That's talking about Patam and Ayibam. We're talking about a case where you have two brothers, that the two brothers are the sons of the same father. You have Yaakov, and Yaakov has a son, Reuven, who happens to be a noble, wonderful child, and he also has a son by the name of Korach, who wasn't such a good child, and that Korach God happens to be a mamzer, and therefore, and now the good son, Reuven, married, and he married a wonderful lady, and unfortunately it ended without any children, but he has this brother, their mamzer, their Korach, so Korach has to go, and he can't be miyavim, but he has to be, give a chalitza to the Mrs. Reuven. Okay, let's see your mamzer. So it's more a pshita, achivu, they're brothers. I would think that just once, right? Yaakov, in all 12 sons were ksheirim. None of them were mamzerim. Afkan, it's got to be hilchas yidim, it has to be a kosher. And after all, we learned the din of achim min ha'af, or achim min ha'ein from Yaakov. So maybe learn this too. Kamash balon has name that a mamzer is also a brother, even though he's a apostle. This is such a good Russia, maybe we should talk and say that. Everyone came in the Indian, Yibam Nifter Nifter. Since if this was not the brother, but this was a son of the Nifter, even though it's a mamzer, he would pater from Yibam. How do I know that? The Gemara is going to tell us shortly, because it says in the pasuk, the Zera Ein Loi, and we're going to say Ein Ayin Olav, even if it happens to be a mamzer. So this can be Zaki. So not only is a mamzer considered to be zera in terms of pattering from Yibam, and mamzer is considered to be zera for purpose of being mechay of Yibam or being mechay of chalitza by the fact that he's also a person, even though he's a person of very questionable yichus. What means chol? Father left over a son who was never a mamzer. Of our son is a son is a son, and therefore yarshin is from the father. And litamalei, what means litamalei? Says Rashi, second line, in Koyinu, Feloi Ach Mamzer, you have two brothers, both of them are Koyhanim, however, one of the brothers is Nebuch a Mamzer, because his father, who was presumably also a kohen, went and lived with a prohibited erva, produced this kid. So this kid happens to be a kohen who's also a mamzer at the same time. What's the din? The kosher brother, who's the kohen, if his ach mamzer died, he's probably been waiting for this for a long time. But l'mayim said the ach mamzer died, the tamloi, he has the right and perhaps the chiyuv to go in the metame to his brother. In the parsha of Kahuna, that is in the beginning of Parsha's Emor, it says that a kohen is a nefesh lo yitamah ba'amav. He's not allowed to be mitamah the mesim. But he's allowed to be mitamah l'sheira. What means sheira? But mamasher is ishtoi means allowed to be mitamah to his wife. That Nebuchadnezzar's wife passed away. But still, in the same pasuk, it says lo yitamah ba'al ba'amav. A baal, a husband, is not allowed to be metame because that's mechalal him. So make up your mind: is he metame to his wife, or is he not metame to his wife? See, what's it? Yesh baal metame, yesh baal sheni metame. Some yes, some nish. Okay, so metame uli ishtoi ksheira. If he happens to be a wife that he's supposed to be married to, that he's allowed to be married to, a kosher wife, then if she passes away, metame. What happens if you have a kohen? We're talking about a kohen who's married to a grusha. Was he allowed to marry the grusha? No, and therefore this marriage was illegal. The kedusha was toisen, except of course according to Rabbi Akiva. But nevertheless, kedusha is toisen. Since the kedusha is toisen, if this wife were to pass away, don't go and be metame to her. Oh, so I see. I make a distinction legabe the wives. Hachanami, I might think the same thing is metami liach kosher. She should only metami to his brother, who is a kosher brother. Maybe metami liach possible. If the brother happens to be a mamzer, maybe I shouldn't be metami. Kamash malad. That's why Gemara has to go and tell us it's not such a pshita. We don't pshita. It's such a pshita that you are metami even to a brother who's never chamasker. Maybe Takavel din should be that a brother has the same din just like the wife. That if he's a mamzer, he should not be metami. Evening Gemara, there's no comparison. Hasam lafuke kaima. When you're talking about a wife that he is prohibited to, according to a grusha, so every moment if he comes to the roof would say, get out of here, get rid of that wife already. You've been married to her for 25 years. Every day that you live with her, that you're married to her, you're being over Yisurim. Get rid of her. That's why the Torah said, Litambal ba'amba v'hayichalei. The whole marriage is a chil marriage, if you will. B'hacha achivu. He's stuck with his brother. It's not his fault that this is his brother. There's no way of getting rid of the brother. So brother remains the blood relative. So when the blood relative passes away, you have to be metam, or you can be metam. Mashenkin, if you're talking about the ishtai, get rid of this wife. You shouldn't be married to her in the first place. So it's as if she's deemed to be kol oimid ligarish ki grusha dami, even though it never happened because of course she died. Right. But nevertheless, it's such a foul marriage in the first place. Don't go and be mechal if and when she passes away. If a person has a child from an ach, I'm sorry, if a person has a child from a shifchum avedes chachavim, that is not deemed to be a brother to his kosher son from a normal, regular marriage. Then why is it not deemed to be a brother? By the fact that this child was born to the shifcha says the pasuk, that's not your family, it's the master's family. The master can do whatever he wants with these kindalach, with these avodim ushvachas that have been born to his shifcha. So therefore, that severs a relationship, no din of yibum. Of course, that helps legabi shivcha, nothing to do with Avedis Chacham. So Rashi says, in Achanami Avedis Chacham, we have another drasha later on Daf Chav Gimel, and I'm going to talk about that more. Mishiyesh leben mikomokim poiter, that's poiter men a yibum. Pretty one mikomokla suya mai, what type of ben mikomokim? Same territory, but you're the suya mamzer. My time in Yamakro, uven engloi, ayin olav. When it says the pasuk, uven engloi, Rashi says that the word ein could have been written without a yud. And in fact, we see, says Rashi, other types of words which are similar where you don't have a yud. Meaning, a tzeira, as we know, has the same a sound, whether or not there is a yud, no yud. So if we just say aleph nun, without the yud, and there's a tzeira under the aleph, we'd say ein. And says Rashi, we have similarly, we have by me'ein yevomi lahakim la'achav shem b'Yisrael. Me'ein bilam. So there, each time it says me'ein, it could have said me'ein mem aleph yudnun, but it says me'ein without a yud. So you see that the word ein for me'ein does not require a yud. So the fact that the Torah does write then engloi, the extra yud says ayin alav. Again, we have to be machlef and aleph with an ayin. Comes to tell you, look and try to find any type of ben wherever you can find him or her. as long as you find some zera at halacha would apply, that there's no din of him. So I found the zera. What was the zera? I found the b'cham mamza. So that's the ayin of, that's the ben. V'chayva makasai. Faiti ma'amai, kurikan minas v'amcha le'so'ar. When is there a din that one has to be careful about the covet of one's father? That's only if he's acting properly. If he's a shaygitz, the din of makir, as well as the din of makala. At least the din of makala does not apply. It's got to be nasi ba'amcha le'sora. It's a nasi. In other words, he's oisamasa amcha, nasi ba'amcha. And here the father is not being oisamasa amcha because he went and lived with someone that produced this very mazir. We're talking about that the father in Acharami years ago was a bad guy, and unfortunately he went and did something terrible that produced Nebuch this mamzer. So there's no way of getting rid of the mamzer remains, but the father can at least atone for his sins by doing tshuva. Because Baruch Hu accepts tshuva from everybody, no matter how bad the sin is. And v'hai bar treif tomorrow, v'hai bar tshuva. Well, didn't we learn back in Mesach Chayiga that it said in the Mishnah, Shimon Asi Oyna, Ezeo Mavish Le'yuchaliska, and Zeh Abba Le'ervo, and then the mamzer. So it's a Mavish Le'yuchaliska, and there's no way you can fix it. This is irremediable, irreparable. As far as the mamzer is concerned, there's no way of whitewashing this mamzer. The mamzer remains a mamzer forever and ever and ever. Whether or not you have a tikkun for the zera, that we'll learn in other gemaras. If you marry a shifchoy, marry a gioris, yes, no, that's not our sugya today. But the mamzer remains a mamzer, and that's a mamzer. You cannot fix the mamzer. However, vis-a-vis the person who produced the mamzer, that is not a mufisli yichodiskoin. That you can be mesak in your head if you go and do tshuva. So the father did tshuva. Yes, he has a stain for the rest of his life on his record that he produced his mamzer. True. However, he did tshuva. Now he's an oisemasa amcha. Oisemasa amcha, then the son may not go and give a maka, may not go and curse him. Tonerban. Habo ala choisev. I'm getting into a different Indian about a choisev. Bas eishes aviv. Chai mishum a choisev. Umishum bas eishes aviv. What is this all about? We have two separate psukim in the Torah, both talking about sisters. Where are the two separate psukim? I have one pasuk first that says, Ervas. A choischa bas avicha oivasi necha. You have a sister who is either a half sister from the father, or a half sister from the mother, loisigale revasim. And then I have another pasuk, two psukim later, ervas bas eishes avicha, the erva of the daughter of your father's wife, which might be your mother, might not be your mother, doesn't make a difference, but it's the daughter of your father's wife. Moiletus avicha choischei, that's also your sister, loisigale ervasa. So rather, yes.
So that's a stepsister, though. If it's the daughter of your father, so a woman has a daughter, she marries a man.
I hear you. What happens if it happens to be that the Eishes of Yichah happens to be his mother?
Of course, then it's redundant. Then you're the Gemara's point. Oh, sense. So but now the pasuk is not dispositive.
We are focusing on the relevance of this pasuk to the discussion that we're going to have in our Gemara. Yes, I can find you also stepsisters who live in Australia who may or may not be covered by the pasuk in Yud Aleph. We are talking about a choischa that is a sister. How is it a sister? Either a full sister or a half a sister. So if I have an choischa which is not the daughter of the same father, but the daughter of the same mother, would that also be covered in pasuk Yud Aleph? Yes. We agree?
Yes.
Ervas bas eishes avicha. I have the daughter of my father's wife, which happens to be also my mother, but it's not the same father. It's from the same mother. Moletus avicha achoischehi. She has a din of an achoischa. The question, therefore, is if a person were to go and marry such a half sister, would the person be over on both of these psukim? L'choy, the answer is yes. Ervas achoischa bas avicha oivasi mecha. That's one pasuk with segala avosam. And then the bar ervas bas eishes avicha achoischa hi, not stepsister but full fledged sister, not full fledged sister, half fledged sister, but it's a sister. Then with segala avosam. So the question is: are you going to be chayiv two times karis,
or two chatos special days?
Two times karis or only one time karis? Now, of course, the nafki. As Barry already is pointing out, it's impossible to go and give a person karis twice. So nafkamin it would be if he did a bishogeg, whether or not you'd only have to bring one korban chatas or two korbanos chatas. And that is going to be a machloikis now in our Gemara. Zotim atan abanu linda the brayso habo al achoisa vehi bas eishes aviv chay mishem achoisa u mishem bas eishes aviv. In other words, two times he was over on two isurim, and therefore he gets chorus twice, or he brings two korbanos chatas bishayi. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Oimen, no, in a chayv of the mishem achoisa bavod, he's only chayv because of the first pasuk of the achoisa v'gloy mepnei bas eishes aviv, and not because of the second pasuk. So you might my derban. What's the reason why the derban hold you chayv twice? Amri me'achdik says in the first pas erbas achoischa bas avicha oivasi mecha erbas bas eishes avicha meledes avicha achoischi lamali. I really am the first pasuk, and it's very clear. Erbas achoischi your sister, same father, same mother. In other words, it doesn't have to be both, one or the other. Bas avicha oivasi mecha. What's it in achoischi? So oivasi. I really have one pasuk. Why does the Torah repeat again? Erbas bas eishes avicha meledes avicha achoischi. It's your sister. Lamali. First, he lives with his sister. He's chayv on both isurim. And once again, Rashi says, "Im shoyig chayv shtei chatos." The Rabbana right. The two pesukim. The place of Yudah Amar Krano Achoyz Chayi. Achoyz at Mechayv at Mechayv Mishem Bas Eishes. Says Rabbi Yosef Yehuda on something which on the surface is a little curious. He says, look at the second pasuk carefully. Second pasuk says, Ervas bas eishes avicha, meledes avicha, achois chahi. The erva of the bas eishes avicha is your sister. I can figure that out on my own. If it's the same mother, it's the wife of my father. Okay, it's not the same father, but it's the same mother. And I already have a sister from a previous marriage. And now I have from this marriage, so the two... is a brother and sister relationship. So therefore, I know the choyzchi. Why the Torah have to tell you choyzchi? The Torah is telling you choyzchi to tell you you're only chayiv on a choyzcha on the earlier pasuk and not on the later pasuk. So even though it says ervas bas eishes avicha, you're only chayiv on if it was both a choyzcha as well as bas eishes avicha, then you'd be chayiv only on the a choyzcha. So if you're wondering, so why does it even say ervas bas eishes avicha? Oh, we're talking about that shortly. So either yat mechayvoy mishum achoisa mechayv yat mechayv mishum bas eishes aviv. For rabbanon, haya choischi my abdilei. No, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda has a point. Those words achoischi he only chayv mishum achoisa. What do they do with that? Boy lo lechayv al achoisa bas aviv uvas imoy. Oh, the first pasuk says our voice ervas achoischa bas avicha oy vas imecha. It's one of the two. It was a half sister. A sister, because it's a sister of the daughter of my father, or it's a sister because it's the daughter of my mother. That's only half. What happens if it happens to be a complete sister, a normal full sister? Both same father and the same mother. So, I don't know. Now you're going to go tell me, come on, give me a break. If it's the same mother, or it's the same father, you're telling me that that's an iser. If it happens to be both father and mother together. So tomorrow, Lo'ima has come to tell you, She'ein Masir Menadim. When it comes to making Isurim, you can't build Isurim based on Kal V'Chomers and based on logic. It's got to say it before you should have. Just because, you're right, I mean, logically, once I tell you that it's the same father and mother, then it's the same father.
And yeah, it's not Kal V'Chomer, it's the facts. Just because it's 100% Yesh B'Chal Masai Mana, it's 50% including 100%.
You want to call it Kal V'Chomer? Find out.
It's not Kal V'Chomer, it's a fact.
It doesn't bother me, whatever you call it. Rashi calls it a Kal V'Chomer. If you want to just, it's logic, then that's fine too. Okay. Look at Rashi Min Hadin, Mi Kal V'Chomer. Im Al Bas Oviv Shaloi Bas Imay Yezer, Al Bas Oviv Imay Lekolshke. I mean, it is theoretically possible. Do you have that, Rashi?
I'm looking for it.
Right over here.
I think I was into it.
Yeah, you got it?
Yeah.
Min hadin, mi kal v'chomer. And b'basavish, b'basimi, yisrael. I mean, it could be theory. Just like, can we understand parah adumah? It's metamei tohoirim, and it's metayir tamei. Ma duch, it's metayir tameim. So it's certainly not going to be metamei tohoirim. B'basavish, take this exerus across. Do we understand it? No. I thought it was a chacham, but I see I don't understand. It could theoretically be that Kadosh Baruch Hu says, if it's an achoyse bas aviv, no good. If it's an achoyse bas imay, no good. The two together, maybe it was okay. I'm not saying it's logical, but it's a theoretical possibility. That's why the Torah has to go and add a choyzri to go and tell you that you chayv tak on both vasav uvas imay together, because otherwise it would not know it just based on this kabbalah. Yes, sir.
You had said before that Rashi says that it involves a situation where you marry your brother and sister shogeg. How could that happen that you marry your brother? Other than the fact you adopt a child out and then you don't know? Is that what they're talking about? How else could you marry your brother and sister shogeg?
You could have the shogeg doesn't have to necessarily be in the facts. It could also be in the law. In other words, you have a person who is not educated and is not aware of the fact that you're not allowed to go and marry a sister, and that he's not allowed to go and marry the Bas Eishes Ots. So
the ignorance.
Right. And in fact, I mean, it sounds almost comical, but who knows in the next 20 or 50 or 100 years if it's not going to be legalized. Just like until 20 or 30 years ago, every intelligent individual knew there's no such thing as marrying the same gender. And all of today, it's like it's a mitzvah. You read the Sunday New York Times, which I don't read. You go and have pages and pages full of John marrying a Bill or whatever. Never. Anyway, so you see.
You could be a boy and a girl.
So you never know. In years to come, they might legalize incestuous women. It's just the next step. There's no reason why. I mean, if it wasn't for the Haley Gatorah, why shouldn't a man be able to go marry his own sister? What's wrong? She is female and he's male. If anything, it's a better marriage than the two males. But, you know, so anyway, crazy things happen. So this person is not aware that the Torah asters his achoisa, and he married her. And therefore you have this double whammy. You could also have a situation where he then never even knew the sister. How didn't he know the sister? Because originally his father married over here in New York, and then after that got divorced from his wife, and then he married a woman in California. Here he had a son, and there he had a daughter, and the brother and the sister never met. And then after that, 20 years later, they do meet, not knowing about the fact that they are related, and they fall in love, and they get married. Only after that, what did I do? I didn't realize it. Okay, things like that, at least theoretically, can happen.
It just happened in Ukraine. Two women didn't know they were sisters. Their mm-hmm. father had two different marriages. Mm-hmm. When they came to the border, and the Israeli shluchim asked them to come forward, they both answered. They realized they've been sisters all their lives. They have sisters.
Okay.
It happened a few weeks ago.
It's good that they weren't in America. They didn't get married to each other. In Israel, I think you can also get married. Probably Ukraine, probably not so developed yet, you know, not so progressive. Okay, anyway, so hopefully that answers your question, Jeff.
One thing's bothering me. You once I made a point when we were talking about Macy's Medea, and says, and he quoted the Rabbi Yaakov Emden, Yosef Naibishitz. He said that it says Bas Imecha will say, let us go worship other gods.
Right.
And he made an allusion that says, you know, Bas Imecha is referring to Yashke.
Uh-huh.
And I was thinking, so are we saying that only someone who is half Jewish, I mean, the whole thing is sometimes it's used literally and sometimes it's used figuratively.
Right.
It feels like here the Gemara is being very, very literal.
Mm-hmm.
And often in the Torah, it's used more in a figurative. If it's Bas Imecha, it's certainly Bas Imecha, Ubas Avicha, mm-hmm. in the case of the Mesis Mediach that you once cited. Do you know what I'm referring to?
I know it's the story that you're referring to, and that Pirush over Bianca Bemden, but that's a. It could be that that's more al pi remish than soit, as opposed to
halachic cash.
As you know, Torah is nidrish at least in four different ways. Pardis, pshat, remish, or soit. We're just going here in terms of pshat.
Okay.
The allusion that he made to that is more al pi remish or soit. Anyway, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. So bottom line is, according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, the extra words achois chahi in the second pasuk are coming to be mayit and say that you only chayiv once, al chayiv and not chayiv twice. Rabban, hay achois chahi, what did they use that for? To go and tell you that ain masir min adin, and that it comes to tell you bas ov uvas imoy together. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda in kein luchtoiv. So what is Rabbi Yosef Yehuda? Doesn't he need the achois chahi to tell us this din that the common bas ov uvas imoy together, that's also aser? Fine, I accept the Rabbanan that ain't masir min adin. I need another word, achoyscha, to go and tell you if it's a full sister and brother and not just a half sister and brother. Okay, but what do you need a he for? Oh, he tells me, it's only one shogeg and not two, only one carbon chatas. Rabban, I forgot to say, a choyscha, even though it says a choyscha, it's no mechtefi. What do I need here? Shleitoim of alamazim and adin. It's going to tell you a generic rule, not only here by Hilchos Arayos, but throughout the Torah, Kol HaTorah Kula. You can't go and build isurim based on kal v'chomers. You have to have a teferish pasuk. Chitayma a choyscha because Rachman alamali. What do I need the word a choyscha? Once you're telling me ain mashir min adin and kol HaTorah Kula, because I would have thought milta de asur kal v'chomer Torah because of lakra. Even though I would know it based on the mashirin min hadin, the Torah specifically put in the word achoyscha, even though I could learn it theoretically based on a kabochim, but the Torah was matriach anyway. Because Rachmana here to go and tell you, full stop. No, ain mashirin min hadin, not here and not anywhere. You cannot be mashirin min hadin, and that the word achoyscha is not just to go and Hashem said, okay, you don't really need it, but I'll put it in anyway. No. It's the Adav going to go and teach us this rule. Ain't masim lit. Rabbi Yosef reviewed him. Ked lichtu b'rachmona la choyscha he be'idach kra. Let me ask you a question, says Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. If it's coming to go and tell you the din of the achoyscha he that we're learning the ain't masim lit din, so it really should be in the first pasuk where it says erbas bas bincha oy bas bincha loisigale erbasan. Yes, is that the pasuk we were talking about? Erbas past erbas bincha. No, we weren't talking about that pasuk. We were talking about the pasuk about choyscha he erbas achoyscha erbas achoyscha. Oh, erbas achoyscha bas avicha oy vasi mecha moledes pais moledes. What's loisigale erbasan? Why didn't this pasuk go and say erbas achoyscha bas avicha oy vasi mecha loisigale erbascha? You know why? Because ki achoyscha he. Why didn't they put have the achoisehi in this pasuk? Achoisehi. Why does it say in the second pasuk about the erbas basheishes of icha? If it's coming to tell you the din of ain masim and a din, it would be more appropriate in the first pasuk where there it says oi, and then the pasuk would continue on achoisehi, including if it's both, not just a half sister, a ganzer sister. So by the fact that it has it in the other pasuk, it's coming to tell you only chayv one and not chayv for both. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Hai Bas Eishes Avicha, my Avdalei. What does he go and do with the Bas Eishes Avicha? If he's telling me that if I live with my sister, who also happens to be a Bas Eishes Avicha, you only get one time kardas, so one chatas based on the first pasuk. So why do I need a Bas Eishes Avicha before in the first place? If by the Mishiyesh Li Eishes Avicha Ba, Prat Nachoisai Mishivcha Beitzacham Shein Eishes Avicha Ba. If a person goes and lives with a sister, now this sister is a biological sister because it's the daughter of my father. However, the daughter of my father, it was a father who gave birth to this daughter after living with either a shivcha, permissibly, because evidently he's allowed to marry shivcha kananis, he has a daughter, or he married a goita, which was impermissible, but he had a daughter. So that's also my blood system, my blood relationship. So I would think there too, I'd be over a din of karis and bring a karbin chatas bishagi. No. That's why the Torah has to go and tell you this special new pasuk of the ervas Eishes Avicha, Bas Eishes Avicha. It's got to be from Ishus, and this is not Ishus. Ve'im prat lachoisim yanusa. Maybe it's coming to tell you that if a person has a sister where the sister was not from Ishus, because the father lived with a anusa, in other words, he either was ma'anis a woman, or they lived consensually, but without the benefit of chuppah v'kiddushin, and he had a daughter, so maybe it's coming to tell you that that daughter I'm allowed to marry, because it's not a kosher daughter, it's a ashtikal illegitimate daughter, not a mamzer, but a papakuma. So maybe that's what the Torah is coming to exclude. Ahila matzav, as you can't say, mitarab. The Rav Rami says in one pasuk, "Erves bas bin choy bas bin choli segale bas ha bas bino dido bas bita dido shari." It's mashal only because it's your granddaughter, bas bin cha, bas bin cha. What happens if it happens in bas bin no, u bas bito? I would think that's mutter. Uksev erves isha uvito, lo yisigali yis bas bin no, yis bas bito. Okay, so come to tell you both cases, come oint and come to soon. This is the gemara that we had at the very beginning of the Masechta, when the Mishnah started off bito. Remember Rashi said that bito is talking about bito in the Anusasa. So I see that an erva, even from an anusa, is considered to be an erva. So just like bito manusasi is considered to be an erva, achoisim yanus is considered to be an erva. We have this pasuk of Ishus. That's part of achoisim yishivcha. Boy, that is kachavim. We'll stop over here, Rabbi Isai. Have a wonderful day.